From Chicago, I'm Rob Mark, and this is the Aviation Minute. Something that's always fascinated me about the aviation industry is the never-ending technological innovation we seem to generate, especially in just the last 5 years. Today, I can bring an iPad with me in the Cirrus and access a bundle of valuable resources. I just need to make sure I don't get so distracted that I forget to fly the airplane, of course. I want to tell you a story about some emerging technology that's being regularly nudged along by a friend of mine, Dr. Dave Byers. Dave and I met a few years ago when he was teaching at the Florida Institute of Technology and later at the University of Nebraska's Omaha campus. He also moonlights as an airport consultant focused around the contract tower program. A couple of years ago, Dave mentioned a project he called SATS, for Synthetic Air Traffic Advisory System. It functions a bit like an automated UNICOM to prevent mid-air collisions and runway incursions at non-towered airports. When it's completed, the system will use a computer-generated voice to broadcast traffic advisories to aircraft in the local traffic pattern over a common radio frequency. SATS uses off-the-shelf radar technology created by DTEC Harrier and SRI and doesn't require aircraft to be transponder equipped. Unlike traditional radar too, SATS doesn't require radar scopes. The entire SATS display can be pumped into an iPad sitting on someone's desk. What I also found really fascinating about SATS is the idea itself, one that emerged from an FAA competition that Dave facilitated with some of his students in 2010 at Nebraska's Aviation Institute. Prompt: students should just think of new ways to solve contemporary aviation problems. Surprisingly, SATS only received an honorable mention in that competition. Byers tested the current SAT system earlier this month at Sun and Fun in Lakeland, Florida. His team of high-tech partners needed to be sure the radar could generate the data needed to carry SATs along to the next step, developing the computer software to make it all come together. But Dave doesn't think creating the software is going to be too tough. He just sees it as a big math problem. He told me, "We just need to create a safety bubble around each airplane and combine that with the X and the Y coordinates, as well as the timestamp of the data piped in from the radar." I'm sure that makes sense to somebody, hopefully the programmers. In an era when FAA appears more and more reluctant to support new contract towers, Byers says SATS will complement the current contract tower program, not replace it. Of course, right now, Byers and his technology partners need a chunk of venture capital to move them forward. But my guess is that SATS is an acronym you're going to hear more about in the next year or two. By the way, did I mention that the Sun and Fun test was successful? You can watch a video of the demonstration on SATS' Facebook page. Just log into Facebook and search for SATS. S-A-T-A-S. For the Aviation Minute, I'm Rob Mark. See you next time.